Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 17th, 2019. On this day in 1946, the UN Security Council held its first session. Lufthansa Executive Board Chairman Carsten Spohr has suggested to re-examine keeping Berlin's Tegel Airport open. He justified his opinion with the growing air traffic and the doubts as to whether the capacity of the capital airport BER in Schönefeld will be sufficient, the opening of which is planned for October of 2020. Tegel Airport is to close 6 months later at the latest. At an event in Berlin on Tuesday evening, Spohr also spoke of, quote, untenable conditions in Tegel and said, quote, we will not rest until this situation is improved, adding that this is particularly necessary as the growth in air traffic will continue and it cannot yet be assessed whether and how the new BER airport and the surrounding infrastructure can absorb this growth. He concluded by saying, quote, our customers and many in the public have rightly expected all those involved to reassess the question of keeping Tegel open with a view to the current development of air traffic. Spohr had also so far publicly spoken out in favor of concentrating Berlin air traffic on one location, Schönefeld. The TV show Supermarkt by RBB examined several airplanes from and to Berlin for germs and came to a frightening result. Dangerous pathogens were found in the airplanes. On three domestic flights between Berlin, Munich, and Cologne, samples were taken at random from three Eurowings and EasyJet aircraft, which were evaluated in a certified laboratory. Dangerous germs were found in two of them. Pathogens were detected on the armrests of Eurowings and on the folding tables of EasyJet. Particularly alarming in the EasyJet, the toilet flush contained multi-resistant germs that are difficult to treat. According to Nagma Abbasi Borogeni, medical director of the Institute for Medical Diagnostics in Berlin, this is a highly dangerous result, as these types of germs can cause urinary tract infections, wound infections, and lung infections. Materials scientist Professor Dr. Klaus D. Jant believes that the cost pressure in air traffic leads to shorter downtimes on the ground. As a result, too little time is allowed for cleaning. New antibacterial materials are therefore needed for the interiors. Both airlines insisted that the cleaning procedures are in accordance and even beyond regulations and industry standards. The extension of the Federal Chancellery or Bundeskanzleramt is being built in Mitte on the edge of the Kanzlerpark on the other side of the Spree. The 1 to 2 story arched building is intended to complete the so-called band of the federal government to the west in terms of urban development. Chancellery Minister Helge Braun of the CDU, at the presentation of the construction plans on Tuesday, stated that the expansion for the chancellor's office moved into in 2001 has become necessary because the tasks of the office have changed significantly and increased since then. As an example, Braun cited topics such as energy system transformation, counterterrorism, migration, and cybercrime, which has led to an increase in the number of employees from the original 410 to currently around 750. Recently, around 90 individual offices had to be double occupied, and 200 employees would have had to be accommodated in other buildings, and further staffing is planned. With the extension, the number of offices will now almost double, and 400 more will be built. These will be located in the 6-story semicircular building, which will be integrated into the border development, which forms the western end of the Kanzlerpark. Subsequently, further service facilities, including an additional small canteen and an event arena, will be accommodated in a 2-story building. A self-supporting landing platform for helicopters will replace the original landing area in the park. Construction is also to take place outside the Kanzlerpark. a postal and logistics center is planned on a federal property on Elisabeth Abegstrasse. The outsourcing of these areas was primarily due to security concerns. In addition to the existing Nordbrücke across the Spree, a new pedestrian bridge to the south will connect the Kanzleramt, 300 meters away, with the extension building. The design for the extension, as well as for the chancellery itself, came from the Berlin architect duo Axel Scholtes and Charlotte Frank. The two had won the design competition in 1994. The associated outdoor facilities, Kanzlergarten and Kanzlerpark, were planned and implemented together with the landscape architecture firm Lutzel 7. The complex should be completed by 2027 at the earliest, and the move is expected to take place in 2028. A 4-year planning period and an equally long construction period is expected. The costs for the extension are around 460 million euros, according to architect Charlotte Frank. However, the calculation of costs at the 18th of November of 2018 had been based on the price index at that time. Frank added that with a construction and planning period of 8 years, the costs of construction prices will certainly rise. Since most of the work will take place in the Kanzlerpark, which is not accessible to the public, there will be no restrictions on the paths along the Spree during the construction period. The Labor Court has dismissed the action brought by the self-appointed Volkslehrer Nikolai N. against his dismissal. N. was found permanently unsuitable for the teaching profession by the presiding judge Arne Boyer because of his views against the democratic constitutional state, as broadcast on his YouTube channel. In his videos on the internet, he also questions the Holocaust by talking to people convicted of incitement to hatred. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the 38-year-old teacher had initially been fired by the Education Administration without notice. The man, who appears on his YouTube channel as a Volkslehrer, or people's teacher, took action against this with a dismissal protection suit. It remained to be seen at the time whether the teacher would appeal. The original trial took place under special police protection. Several supporters of Nikolai N. were also present in the courtroom, who took note of the verdict with disapproval. Individual supporters then involved the judge in discussions about an allegedly biased judiciary and the Lügenpresse, or lying press. The judge also stated that N.'s students had also watched his YouTube channel, therefore his work also had an effect on the school. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.